Today's podcast is brought to you by the Diamond XL earrings from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You can get a pair of stunning 1-carat diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Go to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. We've got some sound from the 911 call of Paul Pelosi calling the police and alerting them to the fact that there's a man in his house who's looking for his wife. And, you know, and people get upset. People really want to call in right away and take digs at this guy. And I'm not going to do it because, yeah, do I disagree with his wife's politics? Of course. But if you watch that video and you watch that hammer strike his skull, I mean, it's awful. It's awful. Just full stop, as AOC might say. Full stop, period. It's tough to watch. And I'm very glad he's okay. And if that's not a thing people want me to say, I'm sorry, but I'm very glad that he's okay and that he's recovering. And I have a lot of questions about the police, though, in this situation. It seems like they kind of dropped the ball big time. Now, of course, you can Monday morning quarterback a lot in these kind of circumstances. Okay, so let's play a little bit. This is Pelosi. This is cut 34. He is telling the police. This is not the Capitol Police. This is the San Francisco Police. This is cut 34.
This is San Francisco Police. Do you need help?
Oh, what is the gentleman here just waiting for my wife to come back? Nancy Pelosi.
2:23 and
he's just waiting for her to come back because she's not going to be here for a day, so I guess we'll have to wait.
Now, when I hear that, my first thought is he is trying to keep this dude calm. He is trying to keep this psychopath calm and keep it as low-key as possible while also alerting the police, please get over here quick. This is cut 35.
Okay, do you need police, fire, or medical for anything?
8 seconds.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Let's have cut 36, please, Jared.
Is the Capitol Police around?
220.
No, this is San Francisco.
They protect my wife. They're usually here at the house protecting my wife.
No, this is San Francisco Police.
Friday, October.
I understand.
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes you hear these 911 calls and you think, I would be like, are you understanding what I'm saying? Get people here now. This is cut 37.
Okay, well,
0, 2, 24, and 18 seconds.
He thinks everything's good. I've got a problem, but he thinks everything's good.
This is cut 38. We're just going to play through these, Jared. Just go ahead.
Okay. Call us back if you change your mind.
No. This gentleman just came into the house. And he wants to wait here for my wife to come home.
0, 2,
and so,
4, and
48. Anyway,
do you know who the person is?
No, I don't know who he is. He's telling me not to do anything.
What is your name?
My name is Paul Pelosi.
Friday.
Anyway, this gentleman says that he thinks everything ought to, you know, he told me to put the phone down and just do what he said.
All right, am I crazy here? I'm asking my friends in the green room, my colleagues. Actually, is Taylor back there? Because I just talked to Taylor about this. Taylor, pop on the mic here for a sec. And I don't want to judge because I'm not getting 911 calls. I don't know how many calls you get, how you're supposed to respond to them. Maybe this is the way. It feels to me like this woman, this 911 operator, is out to lunch.
Yeah. I was just thinking about it. So sometimes I'll go into like the supermarket or something, and I make a joke about, on the name tags, it'll say first year. Oh, first year doing what? I'm stupid. But like the number one rule is never joke with the help. Never joke with the tradespeople. And if you're trying to be subtle about something, it's not going to come across very well to somebody who's expecting to hear somebody describe their situation to them. And he's being very low key. I mean, he needed to be, it sounded like.
Yeah, like it sounded like he was on eggshells, but...
Sounds like the San Francisco Police Department needs to up their training in subliminal conversation as far as that's concerned.
Absolutely.
Because, so domestic abuse victims, they have this thing where if you call in,
pizza.
I'd like to order a pizza, and that's supposed to be a code for... I'm in trouble. My spouse or my partner is being abusive. I need some help right away. And they know to send the whole fleet of cops,
right.
Medics, whoever needs to be there. But this, and keep in mind, I mean, it's 2:30 in the morning or something like that. So, yeah, I don't know where this person's head was at.
I also thought that when you call 911 and you're on the line with them, that they're already sending people there. Like, I didn't think that... Because sometimes I'll hear, and I know exactly what you mean with the pizza. I've seen that before on Instagram for domestic abuse mm-hmm. victims. And usually the people, the 911 operators, are very good and they keep them calm and they go back and forth with them. But I've also seen videos where they'll say, where are you? You know, blah, blah, blah. And the whole time I'm thinking, I hope they're already sending people. Because usually a call comes in, you know where it's coming from.
If it's a landline. No, that's not so much the case anymore.
Okay, so now what I'm wondering is... When she says, like, okay, call us back if you need someone, she really wasn't going to send out...
Didn't sound like it.
That is just a complete failure on the part of the 911 operator, my opinion.
I'd be interested to see what her position is right now.
Because most of the time, like, and you hear this with celebrities. You know, I've heard calls made by celebrities before when the audio is released of them in closets saying, like, hey, there's somebody here. You guys got to get here. You're not going to start screaming and crying on the phone because you have to keep it quiet.
No, and it was pretty clear. He's like, there's a gentleman here. My wife, Nancy Pelosi, wink, wink, are the Capitol Police there? Like, hey, I need somebody.
And she's still do you want us to send people? It's like,
she's
come
like,
on.
No, you've called the San Francisco Police Department, you idiot.
My eyes are rolling to the back of my head. I cannot imagine being in that situation.
Had to come out and ask the guy. He says, what do you think? And he says, I think everything's okay. And that gave him his in. He thinks everything is okay. I've got a problem here. And she's like, well, I guess to her, maybe it did sound like a domestic quarrel. I have no idea, but...
But you know what, Taylor? I always think this. If I was in that position, rather be safe than sorry. All right, we're sending somebody else.
Yes.
Don't you think? Like,
absolutely.
Instead of this, once you're going back and forth for this many questions and answers, it's like, you know what? We're just going to send somebody.
Right. I mean, it's 2:30 in the morning, and this is, you know, a very ritzy district of San Francisco.
Also, and maybe this just says something about how overwhelmed... the San Francisco police are, but when I was younger, if like one of your friends accidentally or prank called 911 when they were little or something, and then the parents would call back, like this happened to a friend of mine, he called 911 being mm-hmm. a prankster, the parents called him back, they go, that was an accident. They still show up. They still come.
Right.
Because they have to make
right.
sure. So
no,
if you're
I've done
getting
that
this,
before.
If you're getting this weirdo interaction where there's a man there and another man and you're going back and forth, it seems crazy to me that she's still debating, like, do you need anybody there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, everybody, we just got all this, so we're just digesting it. We're telling you how we feel right off the bat. I want to play two more, Taylor, so stay there. Let's go to cut 40. This is DePape introducing himself to the 911 operator. Cut 40.
Okay, what's the gentleman's name?
My name's David. What's that? My name's David. The name is David.
Okay, and who is David?
I don't know. What's that? I'm a friend of theirs. Yeah, he says he's a friend, but
But you don't know who he is?
No, ma'am.
Now, it is possible, I should add this in. It is possible that at this point, this is just something we're going to have to find out. She's already sent people out there. And I think sometimes they just keep you on the line to keep the questions coming, to keep the situation on the phone.
I think she was just understanding that, oh, this is a little bit more than what I thought it might have been. And it sounds to me like this guy's, David DePap, is tapped, obviously. I mean, he opened the door smiling and, hey, everything's cool. And the fact that he was willing to open the door is strange in and of itself, if he knew that it was the police that were on their way and knocking at the door. And he's answering the questions that the 911 operator is asking. It's very strange. He's obviously got a screw loose.
I have to say that after seeing this video and listening to this 911 call, this sounds so terrifying.
Yeah.
Like really, really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play one more. This is cut 41.
Okay.
He's telling me I'm being very leading, so I got to stop talking to you, okay?
25 and okay. You sure I can stay on the phone with you just to make sure everything's okay?
No, he wants me to get the hell off the phone.
0226
and 08. Thank you. Okay, bye. And she didn't tell him that anybody was on their way or anything.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he was questioning as soon as that call ended. Did my message get through? I mean, even as obvious as and clear as I was that this guy was in my house and I don't know who he is, this woman sounded a little dense.
Yeah, and then I think Taylor, that maybe she thought she was on speaker, so she said, hey, the police are on their way. That would set him off. I don't know. I'm thinking a million things here. Like, I'm thinking of all of the training they must get. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. But I'm thinking, was there any method to her madness? Otherwise, if this is just what we think it is, then that is frightening. That's the kind of response you get in a situation like this.
Yeah. I don't know how much blame you can put on her. Who knows what kind of crazy calls she gets throughout her shift. I mean, it's a big city with a lot of crazy people in it at 2:30 in the morning. So she probably gets crank calls all the time, domestic disputes that turn out to be nothing or anything like that. But again, I mean, you've got to be, if you're in a position like that, you have to be vigilant with each and every single call. You can't let yourself lapse and be taken off guard.
I would be the worst at that. I'd be sending police to every single call. I would be. I'd be like, sounds weird sending the police.
Chief's looking over the budget. Why are we so short?
Because I wouldn't want it to fall back on me. And that's exactly what I'm thinking in this situation is this woman's going to get some grief over this. And I think she should. 617 said, the Pelosi video is tough to watch. One hit and he's out cold.
Yeah.
It's truly a miracle he's alive and recovering.
It is. I mean, if you watch the whole video and listen to it, you can hear him struggling to breathe and he's gurgling. It sounds like a death rattle. It's awful.
Awful.
Yeah. His life was saved that night, definitely. But it was also put in too much danger as well.
Yeah, and Taylor, like we were just talking about, the Capitol Police have this video going. And you know, again, I hate to be someone who looks back and Monday morning quarterbacks everybody. But if they have this video and they're supposed to be watching the surveillance of the property and nobody catches that.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, using that hammer quite a few times. He made sure he had a clear opening into that house before he crawled through.
Big guy, he needed it.
Yeah. And so again, that slipped through the cracks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people here who are going to have some follow-up questions after this.
Yeah. I wonder if possibly they're just only concerned with her well-being. They're not charged with protecting him. I don't know.
Makes sense now that why she doesn't want to be the speaker anymore. And I'm not even saying that this is the reason, but I wouldn't be surprised.
No, that's horrifying.
Yeah, for sure. Taylor, thank you so much for your input on this and your insight. We will be right back. 844-500-4242. There's really nothing more that I have to add to this. I've said all that, you know, I have to say in regards to this video and this 911 call. Chilling, chilling stuff. What I do want to talk about when we get back, there's a lot of big stories out there. And some of them are very serious, and we'll cover those. Some of them are a little bit lighter. There's a piece of the Hunter Biden helping out his cousin scenario that I forgot to get to yesterday. And right after I got off the air, I said, shoot, I forgot to get to the best part of that story. So we will get to that eventually today. 844-500-4242. Stay on the line. Also, a new statue. This one's not in Boston, okay? We dodged a bullet. It's not in Boston, but we have a new statue to talk about. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley for a delightful afternoon.
Sky rockets in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
You guys have it, I think.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Afternoon delight.
Everyone, welcome back to the Grace Curley Show and TGIF. Happy Friday to all of our wonderful listeners. The show took a different turn than I thought. I forgot we were getting this Paul Pelosi body cam footage and the 911 call. So we shifted, we veered, we adapted into a different direction. And I'm looking at some of the responses online, and it would appear that Taylor and I's assessment of the 911 operator is generally how people feel right now. Hearing this call, one person wrote, Paul was impressively calm on that call. The 911 operator was insanely inadequately trained. Another person wrote, the 911 operator should be fired. The guy is literally trying to ask for help without asking for help because a guy broke into his home. She was about to hang up on him. 911 operator is not with it. It's unbelievable that the 911 operator didn't catch what was going on. Wow. That 911 operator needs another line of work. One that doesn't require helping people in emergency situations would suffice. So yeah, this is the general consensus, is that this 911 operator was not up to this task at all. On a separate note here, actually, before I move on from it, 617 wrote, I call 911 and hang up. They send someone. This is what I always thought. But now I'm wondering, like Taylor said, if that's just for a landline. If you call from a cell phone and you hang up, do they send someone?
I think it is just for landline. I mean, they can obviously ping your cell tower from what area you're in, but I have a California phone number. And one time I had to report on an accident, and they say, you know, if you see an accident, traffic stop, you call 911. So I called the 911, and I actually got connected to a 911 Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
And they had to transfer me to a Massachusetts. Okay. So I think with a landline, they can track it. Cell phone, they probably can, but it's a little trickier.
Interesting. This is all very good to know, because I always thought the same thing as 617, that you just call, hang up, and then you don't have to act like you even called them, so you don't anger whoever the crazy person is in this situation. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Diamond Excel earrings from Eden Pure sister company Linden Wold Fine Jewelers. Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, and you can get a pair of stunning 1-carat diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Go to DiamondExcel.com and save $120 with code word Grace Diamond. Shipping is free. Jared, what's the PQ and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in if you go to GraceCurlyShow.com. Which Biden nickname from this week is your favorite? Don Doug Beyer or Secretary of the Military Lloyd Austin?
Now, was Lloyd Austin the guy from that outfit?
He is.
So he's been getting this for a while now. He's used to this. I'm going to go with Doug.
36% for Doug, 64% for Secretary of the Military Lloyd Austin.
We'll play that sound for you when we come back, and I also want to talk about this horrible story out of Memphis. I know a lot of this stuff's pretty heavy today, but this is all over the news. Tyree Nichols and his family is now begging people in Memphis to be peaceful in their reaction to this horrible story. So we'll cover this when we come back, and we'll take your calls. Don't go anywhere. A lot more show to get to. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
The Secretary of State and the Secretary of the military behind me are... They've been deeply, deeply involved in this whole effort.
Secretary of the Military. I wasn't aware we even had that position. Some people call it the Secretary of Defense.
Or maybe he's thinking the old Secretary of War that I believe before in the 40s, I think it was changed.
You know, I'm really surprised by this poll question, Jared, because like you just said, there's a million. He was at least close on that one. You know, on the pin the tail on the donkey, he was on the board. He was pinning it somewhere on the donkey. With the Doug Don, that went on for quite a bit.
And Doug, 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 Doug.
There was no end in sight. So I'm still staying strong on the Doug Don choice that I made. But if you want to vote in the poll question, if you want to change, if you want to change the results, if you want to.
And one more, I've been saying this during the last campaign, the off-year campaign. Doug knows.
Doug knows. Doug knows. But if you want to vote on this, if you want to make your voice heard, go to gracecurlyshow.com, and that's where you can vote. Now, very, very serious story that I want to talk about here is what's happening in Memphis. So I'm reading now from the Daily Wire. We also have some sound that accompanies this story. Five former Memphis police officers charged in man's death. City braces for possible riots. I've seen a lot of people questioning what the police department is doing releasing this today. And they've been talking about the footage for a while now, saying how horrific it is and how they don't want riots, but they're releasing it heading into a Friday night. And I will say, I do not think that that's a good plan if you are suspecting there's going to be riots. Now, something, well, first let's talk about the story. It's a 29-year-old male, Tyree Nichols. He died on January 10th, 3 days after Memphis police pulled him over in a traffic stop. Nichols and the five former police officers involved are black. Authorities stopped Nichols on January 7th for reckless driving. Police told local media that during the stop, a confrontation occurred, at which point Nichols ran away from police on foot as they attempted to apprehend him. Afterward, the suspect complained of having shortness of breath, at which point an ambulance was called to the scene after the confrontation. And all the officers have been charged with two counts of official misconduct, with one count of official oppression, second degree murder, aggravated assault, act in concert, and two counts of aggravated kidnapping. Now, I want to first play some sound here from the Memphis Police Department Chief, Carolyn Davis. Let's start with cut 29, please. She's talking about the footage we're going to see at some point today.
This is not just a professional failing. This is a failing of basic humanity toward another individual. This incident was heinous, reckless, and inhumane. And in the vein of transparency, when the video is released in the coming days, you will see this for yourselves.
All right. And then she talks about what people are going to feel when they see this video. This is cut 30.
I expect you to feel what the Nichols family feels. I expect you to feel outrage in the disregard of basic human rights, as our police officers have taken an oath to do the opposite of what transpired on the video.
Now, I do think it's important to point out, and it doesn't, just like I always say when we have these horrible mass shootings, when anything like this occurs, someone is dead who should not be dead, and that is a tragedy. And it's important to note, though, that if the races were different in this circumstance, the media coverage of this would be different. And that's unfortunate because it doesn't make it any more or less tragic when something like this happens. A human life is a human life. But there's no denying that the media's narrative on this situation would be amped up even more had those officers been white and not black. With that being said, the conversation around police brutality is going to occur here. This is all over the news. It's everywhere. And I have no issue with that conversation. What I have an issue with is, unfortunately, what I think will occur tonight, which is rioting. And I want to point something out because, like everyone else, I have not seen this video. So I'm going to wait to comment on what occurred until I see it. But something I think is really sad is that you have this family that's mourning the loss of their son, their cousin, their friend, their nephew. And they're out there today begging people not to violently riot tonight. And I just, and I'd be curious, Jared, if you feel what I'm saying here. I just think there's something doubly cruel about it. That not only are they dealing with this, but now they have to come out and try to convince and like play peacekeeper and try to convince people, don't make this worse for us by burning the city down tonight. Like, don't, whatever you think you're doing that's supposed to help us is not going to help us in our grieving process. It just feels like a lot on this family that now they're the ones who are trying to calm this down before it erupts. And I do think that people who are saying the timing of releasing this video tonight is a bad idea, I agree with those people as well.
Yeah, no, I'm in agreement on that. I mean, the family is going through something awful right now. And to have them basically have to ask complete total strangers, people who probably had no affiliation with their, you know, dead family member, and just general jerks and agitators to not go out and burn stuff and not do this.
And we've seen that happen so many times. So they have very good reason to be worried that that's going to happen. And it's not the first time that family members of people who have been killed in these situations come out and say, listen, we're hurting. We know you're hurting. But please do not make this violent, because more violence is not going to make this better. It's not going to take away the pain of this family. It's not going to make things right. And it just seems like such a weight for these people to carry that now they're out there trying to prevent something from happening tonight. And it's really out of their control, because you know what we found over the years is that these rioters, and if anyone's a peaceful protester, I have no issue with that. Peaceful protesting is what makes this country what it is. But oftentimes these are not peaceful protests. Even if CNN tells you they're mostly peaceful, a lot of these things devolve into chaos. And when we see rioters in these cases of social justice or, you know, police brutality or whatever the situation may be, they don't oftentimes listen to the family's wishes. They don't hear the mother of the person and say, well, the mother of this young man does not want us to go out tonight and ruin the local business owner's store in response to her son being killed. That's not what these families want. And so that's the part of it that really stings, is that not only, like Jared said, are they dealing with the worst thing in the world, now they're also trying to calm the waters here on what is sure to be a crazy night in Memphis. I mean, I think at this point, the buildup of releasing this video, it's kind of inevitable, unfortunately, that tonight it's going to be chaos.
Yeah, and that responsibility really shouldn't fall to them. It should fall to the chief of police. It should fall to city politicians and, you know, council members and things like that, like civic leaders, to do that, to say, look, you know, if that's really the tack they want to take, it's not, again, we don't know exactly what happened, but the family of the guy who's dead should not have to do the job of the people who are paid to do that job for the city. It's kind of what I'm getting.
I also think just talking about this footage for days and days and days and saying this is going to be really horrible footage, and I'm not saying that any of that's not true. I haven't seen the footage yet, and I'm sure it's going to be horrible. But I think if your goal is to try to, you know, bring justice to the situation while also maintaining a level of calmness and not letting craziness kind of prevail and rioting, then I don't understand the tactics of this police department at all.
Yeah,
and clearly they're dysfunctional to begin with, but I really don't get this.
Yeah, using term reckless, heinous, inhumane, those are very incendiary words, and you can't turn around with the other side of your mouth and say, you know, but, you know, just stay calm. As an authority figure and as a leader of the community, using those words and then saying, oh, by the way, well, just wait till you see the video, you're going to see how heinous this is, that doesn't calm the situation.
Yeah, I don't know what the solution is here, but I'm nervous for Memphis tonight and keeping that family in my prayers without a doubt. 844-500-4242. People want to discuss this. We will talk about it. I also want to talk a little bit about Zelensky here, because this story came across my desk today, and we'd actually been talking about him a lot this week. Zelensky is getting 31 tanks sent to Ukraine. He asked Joe Biden, ask and you shall receive. You ask the United States of America for something, you're going to get it. If it's a blank check, it's a blank check. If it's some tanks, it's some tanks. So we're sending tanks to Zelensky. And then I see this from Breitbart, okay? It says, Zelensky dismisses prospect of Ukraine peace talks with nobody Putin. And I have the actual sound, Jared, because at one point he did switch to English during this interview. He did an interview with, I believe it was Sky News.
Sky News, yeah.
Yeah. UK. And let's take a listen. They ask him if he'd meet with Putin. And this has been a criticism of Zelensky. Sometimes from Republicans, I've also heard Democrats say this, which is, do we have an end game here? Like, is there any desire to bring this to some sort of resolution? And yeah, is it a lot easier for Grace Curley sitting, you know, in Boston to say that than it would be for people in Ukraine who have seen their homes? Or people in, like, people are, if you're in this war, it's different than me just saying, come to a peaceful resolution. I understand that there's a lot of things in history, and there's a lot of tension, and there's a lot of violence, and it's not that easy. But the fact is that is something Zelensky has to worry about. That is something that should be a priority for him, because every day more people are dying. And instead, he seems content, Jared, to just keep asking for money and poo-pooing an idea of this ever ending. Like, he seems content for this to be a forever war that we're going to keep funding. So take a listen to this cut. This is cut 26.
If you can't sleep at night and are alone with your thoughts, do you ever wonder what might happen if you were in a room alone with President Putin? Would that help at all to resolve this war?
It's not interesting for me. Not interesting to meet. Not interesting to speak. Why? Because we had meeting with him in Normandy format. It was before the full-scale invasion. I saw the man who said one thing and then did another. So for me, I can't understand. Is it his decisions or somebody else? So for what meet? To meet what? To shake hands? Don't interest me.
I do, to a degree, get where he's coming from. He feels like he's been lied to. He feels like it's pointless. But I think when you're watching people in your country die day after day, and there's all this bloodshed, it's part of your job to be willing to meet and to continue to be interested to meet. Even if there's 1%, 2% chance that anything comes out of it, you've got to be willing to try, I think. And maybe other people disagree with more knowledge on it, then you're welcome to call in. Before we go to the calls, though, and before we go to the break, we're going to talk a little bit about one of my favorite advertisers, and that would be Omaha Steaks. And Jared, you know what I like to have on Fridays? I like to have Omaha Steaks. I like to save my filet mignon or, you know, the ribeye for a Friday night, especially in the winter when it gets a little chilly. But if you're someone who's like, yeah, I had a steak last night, I don't need a whole box full of steaks, that's the great part. You get these custom orders, Jared, and you can put in all different kinds of proteins and all different kinds of sides, too.
Yeah, it is Omaha Steaks, but they have tons of different meats that you can curate into a box or order a la carte. I love the beef franks, their hot dogs. Their chicken is outstanding. It tastes like real chicken should taste. It's not bland at all. The pork is great. Taylor, I think, talks about the salmon. He loves their salmon.
Ooh, I haven't tried the salmon.
Yeah, he loved the salmon. Scalloped potatoes, I like as a side dish because they're kind of an individual serving. It's a very cool little presentation. You can't go wrong with anything they have. And when you go to omahasteaks.com, you can see all the different variety of things they have. They have desserts, caramel apple tartlets, and I think cheesecake. It's a plethora of culinary choices.
The possibilities are endless. And plus, another bonus here, besides the quality, the fact that it's getting delivered right to your door, is the fact that you're saving up to 55% on select Omaha Steaks customer favorites. Now, if you want to get the $30 off an endless variety, as Jared pointed out, of gourmet favorites and choices, then you go to omahasteaks.com and enter code GRACE at checkout to get $30 off your order. This is not just steak. You're gonna find out. You're going to text me. You're going to say, I know what you mean now. It's not just steak. It's the best steak of my life. Guaranteed. Now, there's a reason why Omaha Steaks has been the leader in this business for as long as they have been, because nobody comes close. Nobody can do it like Omaha Steaks. They've stood the test of time. So visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code GRACE at checkout. That's the key. If you are a cheap bastard, if you just like a good deal, you got to enter code GRACE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. We will be right back. Some people want to talk about what's going on in Memphis. We'll go to your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
I just realized I've been talking a lot about football. Not because I'm an expert, but because, like most females in the United States of America, I really like Joe Burrow. Because of his athletic ability, of course, nothing else. They just really like his athletic ability. But I was just talking to Emma, and she said, oh, yeah, the Eagles are doing well. She's from, Emma, you're from Philly. You said the Eagles are doing well. I said, oh, yeah, you must be so excited. You're still in the running. And then she said, no, well, I'm a fan of the Patriots because my dad's from Massachusetts. And I just think there's going to be people, there's going to be Philly fans who hear that, Emma. And if you thought you ever got hate before on Twitter, you're about to get hit with a lot of heat, because
and the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles.
Now, are the Eagles fans the craziest, or is it the Bills?
Well, the Bills fans are crazy because they voluntarily jump through tables.
Right, okay.
The Eagles fans are the worst because they throw batteries at Santa Claus. That is a documented incident.
And they climb up the poles. They have to grease the poles so if they don't climb them. Okay, yeah. Sports, man. That's your sports for the day. Let's go to Dennis. You're next up.
Sports, go sports. Athletics are number one. Go team, yeah.
I like to keep it under 30 seconds because I don't want to make people nauseous when I start talking about football. Let's go to Dennis. You're next up on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hi, Grace. This is Dennis, cheap bastard from up north.
Excellent.
And love your show.
Thank you.
And my only comment is these five police officers looked all mature and seasoned veterans. And their life is pretty much over. Their family life, everything about it, their professional career is over. And I feel sorry for them. They may be rude, crude brutes that shouldn't have been as rough and tough as they were. But this kid, he started it. I would say we need to teach our kids when the police officer says stand down, when the police officer says lay down, you do what the police officer says, because he is literally in fear for his life right now. And responsible to take control of a disruption and a suspected law that's been broken.
I understand.
From everything I hear, this was a minor thing that should have just ended in a minor way.
Hold on, Dennis. Just because I want to have a little time to respond to this before we go to break, and I appreciate the call. I understand your perspective. And again, I have not seen the video footage. And so before I think I make a judgment call on these five guys, I would like to see the footage that people are talking about. But if what we're hearing about it, it's worse than Rodney King, it was 5-on-1, and they beat this man to a pulp, then I'm going to disagree with you and say, no, this goes beyond, you know, make sure you do what you're supposed to do. There comes a point where that kind of force, if it's not necessary, it's just cruel and unusual, I believe. But again, I haven't seen the video yet. And this is part of the problem, is everybody's making these judgment calls before we've even seen the footage. 844-500-4242. When we come back, I've got a couple different stories I want to hit. I want to talk about the statue of Medusa, and I also want to talk about Hunter Biden. So we got some fun coming up in the next hour. Don't go anywhere.